And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Hello, I'm Sean.
I'm Camille.
And I'm Ben.
And this is a new show for Maximum Rock and Roll, coming straight at you from London, England. I'm going to start with a set of new stuff. Here it goes.
Drugs, you know that I will see.
Service with the song Oh Sabine from their I'm Gonna Kill That Man 7-inch on Anxious Music from Glasgow, although Katie lives in London because I'm sitting literally in her living room right now as we record this. Before that was Gesture with Honeysuckle from their demo tape on Austerity Realm, which, full disclosure, is my tape label. That came out a few weeks ago, and they're going to be touring the UK in July. Before that was Marauder from Vienna, from their self-titled 2017 LP. They're on tour in the UK next week. I think they're mostly playing in the north with the song Property to Property. And before that was Sauna Youth with The Unreal City, which is a weird demo version of the song Unreal City from their LP Deaths. That song is from a cassette tape they sold on tour called Deaths Demos, which is loads of like alternate versions of songs from the LP and stuff. I think you can only get it from the band, so that might be the only place you ever hear that. Here's a song by a 13-year-old.
1, 2, 3, 4! I hate booty! You stink! I don't want to work in a factory! Because it's a big matter of fact to me! Okay. Yeah.
Not sure how much of that will make it into the clean version of this radio show. That was Hard Skin with ACAC from the 1996 LP Hard Nuts and Hard Cunts. Before that was Vile Spirit from Brighton, 2019 promo tape, the song Bite Down. Before that, the Versatile Newts with their only 7-inch single from 1980, Shanghai Records. The song was called Nutrition. And before that was Bruno and the Outrageous Methods of Presentation with the song Bearing Grudges is Not a Good Thing to Do from one of the 60 releases that Bruno has on Bandcamp that are all free. Who's Bruno, Camille?
Bruno is a 13-year-old kid who came up to me in Pret in Bristol when we were on tour recently, who said, "I like your rudimentary peen eye patch." And I was like, oh my God. He was very well dressed. He had very good hair, was wearing like braces, nice jeans, nice shoes. And I was like, oh, thank you, thank you. And then he was like, yeah, and I like your crass badge and your Sisters of Mercy patch as well. And then he scuttled away after we chatted for a little bit and then came back to introduce himself and say that he had to go. And it made me very happy. And I spent the rest of the day being like, wow, that was great. But then when we got to Cardiff later that day, my friend Joe was saying that this kid is taught by someone else that I know called Sean. Like, and that this kid is just like a thing. Like, people like know about Bruno or whatever. But then Bruno emailed us to ask Scrapbrain if we would do a collaboration with him. So I reckon we'll do that at some point. But yeah, shout out to Bruno.
Yeah, big up Bruno. Okay, it's Ben's turn.
Hello, this is Ben. I'm going to continue with the loud rectangle music. I'm going to start with one of the best hardcore bands in the UK. This just came out on Teeny Tiny Records' second fresh compilation of Wicked Hardcore. And yeah, this is Necro. The song's called Dad.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Okay, so yeah, I played Necra, Ghostly Necra, basically. After that, I played Savage Realm with Sacred Grove. We were saying we wish for someone's called Sacred Groove, but it's not called Sacred Groove, it's called Sacred Grove. That's from my 2016 tape, Nocturnal Savagery, I believe. They're playing gigs again, and they're great. They're from Kent, generally. They're playing Supersonic Festival in Birmingham in, when's that, June, July?
mid-July, I believe. They're playing with the band Yob, which, if you know the stature of that band, is fucking mental.
But yeah, afterwards, I played the incredible Overwhelmed from Glasgow, I Don't Want to Die from their demo. Downloaded that demo immediately. And then after that, I played Terra Sora with a song Troglodyte. They're a brand new band out of London, the alumni of Good Throb Frau and...
Dare I say, Scrap Brain? For contextless listeners, the other two people are in that band. But
Tams is also an S. Yeah, that demo was great. It came out a few weeks ago. Here are some songs about public transport.
Walk through the pouring rain. Some tricks, 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 tricks.
Okay, so yeah, the public transport half hour, which was two songs, hygiene replacement bus. So they are back. They're from London, and they put out lots of fun records around the turn of a decade, like a long time ago. Like I remember classics like Town Centre and Polytechnic Street, and the one about the post office tower, the BT Tower. And now we have like Private Sector, which has a Virgin Train on the cover. They released that the same day Virgin Train's told they were going to have a franchise taken over. That was nice. You don't need to know any of that. So that was a replacement bus from a new album. It's on Upset the Rhythm, which is another label and promoter, you know, like around here, you know. And then afterwards, I played Top Deck with Curtailments. That is a London bus themed punk band. They are wonderful. Craig Clark, the singer of Top Deck, appeared on Remote Radio back in the day, a couple of years ago, in a DIY Space of London themed episode. You should go back and listen to that and then download that demo. And afterwards, played Charles Pose with Cyclone Town from the first 7-inch, which came out on Nervous Energy a couple of years ago. They are supporting Alexis on Fire at Alexander Palace in the coming months. And they are also one of the fine bands playing with Bikini Kill on their UK dates, along with Big Journey and the Tuts. So that'll be by the time this comes out. So that's like early June. And afterwards, I play Current Affairs, another band from Glasgow, Draw the Line. That's from their most recent record. They're just great. I think, like, I don't know who else is. Who were the bands of that band in? It was like Andrew Milk from Shopping, who I believe in writing more stuff.
Also, Seb was in Anxiety and is in the band, currently in the band Pissy, and like quite a few other things that I can never keep track of.
Absolutely. Okay, I'm going to pass over to Camille for more lovely racket.
All right, the first song that I am playing is by Game from London. It's called Acid. It's from the LP that came out in April called No One Wins, and it absolutely rips. We'll be right back. I just played First Game Acid. Their record release show was on mine and Ben's birthday, and it was sick. Cheers for the birthday party game. Then Toxic Dependency by Blom from Newcastle. That's from their split with Thank, who are from Leeds, which came out in September 2018 on Hominid Sounds. The Thank side of that split is wicked as well. Blom are amazing. You should check them out. Go see them live. They're amazing. Again, double amazing. Doubly amazing. And then, just then, I played Slap by Basic Dicks from Oxford. It's an absolute stomper. That's from their Dick Tape, which came out on Everything Sucks in April. Me and Ben just went on tour with them. It was wicked. They're absolute legends. And Sean for three of the days.
That was wicked. That song is my personal favourite one as well.
Yeah, it's my favourite too. That's why I played it. Up next is Slag Heap from Bristol. The song is called Power Shower.
Power shower, power shower.
I just played three bands that I really want to see live but haven't. The first one was Slag Heap from Bristol, songs called Power Shower, then Ketchup Dirt by Beige Palace from Leeds. That's from their album Leg, which came out on Buzz Howl in April. I found out from Twitter from Carl, who does For the Sake of Tapes, that Freddie from Beige Palace was on Pointless, and then got photo proof from Patchy from Acne. So that's sick. Congratulations, Freddie from Beige Palace. And then the last song I played was I Want to Make You Cry by Shishu from Cardiff. That's from A Deep Breath of Fresh Death, which came out in September 2018. I'm going to Cardiff to see them play on the 28th of May, and I'm absolutely stoked.
Sick. Yeah, I think that's basically everything. There's a few gigs coming up that I think some people who are listening to this who live in London would be interested in. There's a kind of long running retrospective of Polystyrene that's happening at Contemporary Arts and Learning over the next month on the 7th June. There's Last Form, Extended Hell, Fast and Astral Rite at New River Studios. On Saturday, June 8th, there is Institute Fata Morgana S at DIY Space for London. Ben's got some more.
All right. Also, 29th and 30th June is the Colonize Fest at DIY Space for London. So that has Best Practices, Crystal Axes, Electric Fire, Handle, Scream Eternal, Tonel, The Sheridans, Anatomy, Big Journey, Cecilia, Power Balance, Weed Rat and Whiteland's playing. I'm trying to think what else is there. Basically, go to... I'm also putting on a gig. Too modest. Charles Foes, who you heard earlier, Scrap Brain, Sarcasm, Sniffing the Nits, and Livid. That's DIY Space London as well. Listening to DIY Space London on New River Studios, or I know other places like Dawson Victoria has lots of gigs at the moment. Where else?
Sister Midnight, as Cam just said.
Sister Midnight.
Sister Midnight. Yeah, that's about it, I think. Of course.
You should check out this zine called Tune, that's spelled C H E W N, that is like about bands and food, and it's sick.
And I was just gonna say, we're doing this every 2 months or so. I know, is anyone we've forgotten that you want us to check out and play, or just any feedback, or if you want us to explain further what the TV show Pointless is, I'd say like radio@maximumrockandroll.com. I'm sure we'll forward it on. But thank you for listening.